qui con Fucile Mute davanti al nostro protagonista del film Brick e vorremmo rivolgergli alcune domande. Ad esempio, questa è un'esperienza molto importante come attore in un film nel quale reciti la parte principale. È stato difficile entrare nel ruolo del protagonista?
Has it been difficult for you to interpret your character, as it is a very important character? It's the main character of the film.
Yeah, it was hard work. I did another movie last year called Mysterious Skin, which was much easier. Not very many words, not such a technical challenge, more moody. This time I slept with my script under my pillow and did nothing but repeat and repeat and repeat. So that by the time we got to set, I didn't have to worry about the technical challenge of the dialogue, but could concentrate on the feelings and the emotions.
Andiamo a tradurre?
Durante il film tu parli in un modo molto particolare, mescolando linguaggio letterario e anche slang. Come è stato bilanciare questi due elementi?
Your slang in the film, your language is very, very special. It's not quite ordinary. I mean, it's a mixture of a literary language and slang. How was it to mix these things together? Was it easy? Was it something difficult to do?
Right. Yeah, the language, it's partially slang that comes from real words that people use, and partially it's slang from words that people used to use back in the 30s, and a lot of it's just made up. The writer just made it right up. He uses words that no one would ever use to mean those things, but if you put them in the right context, then you can understand them. And yes, it was hard. It was like, learning how to do, I don't know, people have compared it to Shakespeare. It's not as complicated as Shakespeare, but have to figure out line by line what everything means so that I know it, so that when I have to deliver the line, it's not a question. I just know what I'm saying, and these are the words that I use to say it.
La musica è molto presente nel film. L'hai usata per avere il ritmo per parlare?
Did you use music to feel the rhythm of language?
Yeah, very much. I took, I think, more inspiration for the character from singers than from actors. Serge Gainsbourg, Tom Waits, and rappers, the Wu-Tang Clan, Mos Def, people who take language, beautiful lyrics, and interpret them and make them cook.
Un attore che viene in mente subito, essendo una storia di una detective story, è Humphrey Bogart. Hai visto dei film di questo genere per ispirarti?
As a detective story, it makes us think of Bogart. Did you see any of his films or any other detective stories to inspire yourself?
Right. Well, I have seen those movies and I had seen them in the past, but while we were preparing for the movie and while we were making the movie, I purposefully did not watch any of those movies because I didn't want to imitate them. We're not trying to do a parody. We're not trying to comment on all the movies that have been done in the past that are so good of this genre. We wanted to have an original take on it. And so I watched more Cary Grant movies, or I watched Westerns, Sergio Leone. So I purposefully avoided Humphrey Bogart, even though I love him. But while we were making Brick, I would not watch Humphrey Bogart.
Anche i rumori sono belli nel film e sono amplificati, ricordano i fumetti. Hai guardato anche dei fumetti o comunque c'è l'idea del fumetto nel film?
The sounds in the film are amplified and they just give us an idea of comics in some way. Did you comics?
Oh.
You know, as they remind us of the balloons,
yeah.
And it's did you read any comics? Was that an inspiration for you or the director?
That's interesting. I've never read a lot of comic books. You'll have to ask the director. I think he's read more than I have. He certainly had the whole thing in storyboards and very precisely planned out. And before we did the movie, he sat down with me and went through the entire movie, shot for shot, how it was going to be photographed, how it was going to look, and how it was going to sound.
Questo film ha avuto molto risalto dopo Sundance e anche qui a Venezia. Pensi che ti possa aiutare a fare anche altri lavori o che possa essere un futuro?
Well, the picture had, after Sundance and here in Venice, seems to be very important and to have a future. Do you think it will help you to do more important work even? Or?
Yeah, I hope so. The movie is coming out in March in the United States. I'm not sure when it's coming out in Italy, but yes, I do think it will help me. And between this and Mysterious Skin, I have another job that I just got the job recently. I'm celebrating. That's a bigger budget and it's going to be a beautiful movie. It's called The Lookout. The man who wrote it is named Scott Frank. He wrote the script for Get Shorty, for Minority Report, for Out of Sight, a lot of movies. But this is going to be his first time directing a movie. So he cares very deeply about it. It's his baby, just as much as Brick was a baby of Rian Johnson. So I think it's going to be beautiful, and I'm very excited.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.